A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks, receives, and everyone who searches, finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Last week, we started the series, Resetting Your Life. And we started this series because we're in a time, whether we like it or not, our lives are being reset. And we need to pay attention to the ways that they're being reset. Think about what we face every day. The news almost exclusively focuses on the virus, and it focuses on the toll that it is taking economically and physically on people. And that's frightening, and it creates anxiety. And there's one thing that we know about human nature, is that we are so much better at noticing and holding on to the negative than we are the positive. Think about a time you went to the doctor for a physical. And after the physical is done, the doctor comes in and reveals your results and talks about all the things that are good and positive about your health, but mentions just one thing that they have a concern about and they want to do a little more testing. What happens to us? On the drive home, many of us convince ourselves we have a chronic illness. It's just the way our minds work. And in addition to that, we have a way of overlearning from our negative experiences. When we face a hardship or a challenge or pain in one area of our life, we overlearn it and think it applies to all areas of our life. If we have one path closed to us, we overlearn and believe that all paths are closed to us. And because of that propensity, we have to pay attention in this time to how our lives are being reset. And rather than focus on that exclusively, and we need to pay attention to these things, we need to turn to something else. We need to turn to someone else. And that's why this morning we're going to turn to Jesus and his teachings in the Sermon on the Mount. This is such a beautiful section of scripture. It's the Gospel of Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. And in it, Jesus teaches about how to live into the reality of God, how to live into the reign of God. And he was speaking to disciples who, as we follow the story of Jesus, sometimes they were true to their purpose and they knew it, and other times they lost sight of it. And part of Jesus' teaching is to help us stay true to the purpose we have in life. And so this morning, we're going to talk about renewing our purpose. And to do that, we're going to turn to chapter 7, this very well-known passage in the Sermon on the Mount. And we're going to focus on that one verse that says, ask and it will be given to you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be open for you. Now, what's important to note is that Jesus doesn't say, ask once, search once, knock once, and then everything will be okay. You'll know your purpose, the door will open and you can move forward in life. What Jesus says is, keep asking, keep searching, keep knocking. And then the door will open. And then the thing that you're searching for will show itself. So let's spend just a few minutes at looking at what Jesus means by these words in which he teaches his disciples and now teaches us. It's interesting when you look at this first part, ask and it will be given to you. Now, ask means to inquire and think about those things within us that we desire, that are our passion, that give us the sense of purpose in life. Jesus is inviting us to inquire within, not about the things that we do to impress others or live into the expectations of others. It's about those things that are within us and are true to us, about our desires, passions, and our sense of purpose. When I think about this, I think about David Brooks. He's talked about how we can devote our lives to resume building or eulogy building. And by that, he means that resume building are those skills, those values, those things we have that impress other people. They show other people our value and what we can do for them to move up in the world. But eulogy building are those things that when we get to the end of our lives, we'll look back, others will look back, and not talk about our skills and how we impress people and our achievements. We'll be thinking about the kindness and the generosity and the faithfulness and the love that filled our lives. The things that really matter most. And I think there's a sense within us that all yearn to know those things and stay true to those things, but it's so easy to lose sight of them. I think that's why Mark Twain said, life would be infinitely happier if only we could be born at the age of 80 and gradually move towards 18. There's something about looking at the end of our lives that points us to what matters most. Now here I think about Candy Chang. Candy Chang moved to New Orleans, loved the city. She loved the craziness, the chaos, the architecture. But while there, she learned that it was a place that had one of the highest rates of abandoned homes in America. And she lived near an abandoned home. And that abandoned home would come to change her life. In 2009, she lost someone very close to her, someone who for 15 years was like a mother to her. Her name was Joan. And when she lost her suddenly and unexpectedly, she was left reeling and really contemplating the meaning of life. And she began to have this clarity about what was most important in life. She had been so consumed with just living day to day that she lost sight of what mattered most. And as she latched on to those things and became clear about those things, she decided that with a group of friends, she was going to do something. They went to the abandoned house and they made it a giant chalkboard. And on the chalkboard, they stenciled at the top, "Before I die, I want to," and then people could come by with chalk and fill in the blank. And to her amazement, as people could come by anonymously and put up their thoughts, in one day, the entire wall was filled. Now, some people put things like, "Before I die, I want to be tried for piracy," or "Before I die, I want to straddle the international dateline," or "Before I die, I want to sing for millions." But other people put, "Before I die, I want to hold her one more time. Before I die, I want to be the Calvary for someone. Before I die, I want to know myself completely." There's something about contemplating the end of our lives that points us to what matters most. And even though Jesus doesn't talk about the end of our lives, Jesus is inviting us in that statement, ask, inquire about what you desire, what your passions, what your sense of purpose is, to point us to what matters most. And he says, when we keep asking those questions, it will show itself. In some way, it will come forth. And then Jesus goes on. And he points to the same thing, but helps us think about it differently. Now Jesus says, "Search and you will find it." Now, search means to seek, think, or meditate about your life. To slow down long enough to think about our lives and think about what matters most. And as we think about our lives and the hectic pace that we keep, many of us may say that we just never slow down long enough to think about what matters most. We just try to make it through another day. I was reading an article by Margie Waller. Now, she is an author and a speaker, and she was living the dream. She had a book come out earlier this year, and she had planned book launch events and speaking gigs and a friend's wedding in Australia. And then the pandemic hit, and her husband was also diagnosed with COVID-19. And suddenly, the brakes were put on, and everything was put on a halt. And she finds herself with no parties, no book launch events, no speaking gigs, just at home caring for her husband to help him recover and thinking about her life. And what she discovered is that when she slowed down long enough to actually think about her life, she realized that she knew the what's of her life. She knew the what she was supposed to do every single day. But what she had lost touch with is the why. why she does what she does. And in her slowing down long enough to think about this, she finally became in touch with the why of her life again. And she quotes Sister Joan Chittister, who said, "Amid the whirlwind of modern life, we risk the loss of life itself." And the only way we can really hold on to this precious gift of life that God has given us is to hold on to that why. And that's why Jesus says to slow down and search, to seek, think, and meditate on our lives about what is most important. And if we do, we'll find it. But there's an interesting thing about this word find. The word find also means that we will stumble upon it, as if it will be something surprising, unexpected. And I think that's carried out in the next phrase that Jesus uses. He said to ask, to search, and then to knock, and the door will be open for you. And here's the thing about doors. When they're closed, we don't know what's on the other side. We don't know what's on the other side until that door is opened. And it's almost as if Jesus is saying, are you ready to be led to unexpected places when you search, when you ask, when you knock? When I think about this, the surprising places that God can lead us, I think back to a time in my life when I was pastoring in Texas. And while I was pastoring, I had this growing interest in interfaith work. There was a sense within me that there is so much division in the world, particularly around religions. And if we can't find a way to work together for the common good, then we don't stand a chance for our future. And I just kept feeling this tug to become more and more involved in interfaith work. And in a sense, when I look back, I feel like I was asking and searching and knocking. And then one day, a phone call came. And the person on the other end asked me, would I consider moving to the Sultanate of Oman to be the director of an interfaith center? Now, here's the thing. Until that phone call, I had never heard of the country, the Sultanate of Oman, nor did I know an interfaith center existed there. It was a complete surprise to me. And we ended up going there. As you know, if you've listened to me before, I've talked about the experience. It was a transformative experience for our family. It was an incredibly fruitful time of ministry as well. All to a place that I didn't know existed. And I tell that story because it reminds me that we can become so fixed on certain goals in life that we're blinded to the doors that God may open for us if we're truly asking and searching. And if we're open to go through those doors that God will open for us, we're going to be surprised and led to some amazing places. And I think Jesus is forewarning us, if you're asking and you're searching and you're knocking, you're going to be amazed where God will lead you. So for us, as we are resetting our lives, that's ask, that's inquire about our desires, our passions, and our sense of purpose. That search, seek, think, and meditate about our lives and what's most important. And that's knock on the door, ready to be surprised, amazed about the places God will lead us. Let us ask, search, and knock together and be amazed by the awe-inspiring places that God will lead us. Amen.